It's now time to crown our big winner. Let's bring back our finalist, Charlotte, who got her preferred granola back in the dining hall after participating in a letter-writing campaign on napkins. And Gabriella, who was once paid $20 to buy a book at Borders. Puzzaker Archung, take it away.
Charlotte, Gabriella, it's time for your final exam. College is full of bad decisions, so this final round is called Just Say No. Every answer will end in the letters N-O. For example, if I asked, what artist married John Lennon, you'd say, Yoko Ono. We're going to play this round like a penalty shootout. You'll each get up to 8 questions. The contestant who scores the most points will be our big winner, and your prize is an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube signed by Eugene Merman. We flipped a coin backstage, and Charlotte will be going first. Charlotte, a member of an HBO crime family or a high singer?
A soprano.
That's correct. Gabriella, it's a Nevada town that's the biggest little city in the world.
I'm very bad at geography.
3 seconds.
City, oh no.
I'm sorry, we were looking for Reno. Back to Charlotte. It's a Mediterranean herb common in Italian cooking.
Oregano.
That's right. Gabriella, a sweet cherry used in cocktails and sundaes.
Maraschino.
That is correct. Charlotte, an iPod that's bigger than a shuffle, but smaller than a touch.
A nano.
Correct. Gabriella, a long Japanese robe with wide sleeves, traditionally worn with a sash.
A kimono.
Correct. Charlotte, this word describes an animal with a medical condition that results in pale skin, white hair, and pink eyes.
Albino.
Correct. Gabriella, it's an electronic music genre that emerged from Detroit.
Techno.
Correct. We're at the halfway point. Charlotte is in the lead, 4-3. Charlotte, it's a Clint Eastwood movie that shares its name with a car made by Ford.
Ooh, I don't know any cars. A Model T Ford?
Clint Eastwood's not that old. We're looking for Gran Torino, so that's incorrect. Gabriella, Ellen Page stars as a title character in this 2007 film.
Juno.
That is right. Charlotte, it's a musical instrument that gets its name from the Italian word for soft.
Piano.
Correct. Gabriella, it's a card game where you draw 4, skip, or reverse.
Uno.
That's right. Charlotte, it's a brand of sugar or a game piece.
Domino.
That's right. Gabriella, it's a city that hosted the 1998 Winter Olympics.
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking...
3 seconds.
Reno.
No, I'm sorry, that was Nagano. So the score is 6-5. You each have 1 question left. Charlotte, if you get this question right, you win. It's a British podcast where 3 friends mock poorly written erotic fiction written by one of their parents.
Oh, God.
An idea?
No.
No, sorry. It was called My Dad Wrote a Porno. This is your last question. Gabriella, you must answer this correctly to stay in the game. It's a lottery-like casino game with terrible odds of winning.
I'm just thinking like things that end with no.
Gonna have to call time in 3 seconds.
Domino. That's not a casino game.
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for a Keno. So with a score of 6-5, congratulations, Charlotte. You're our winner.
Congratulations, Charlotte. That's our show. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Art Chung.
Hey, my name anagrams to Narc Thug.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by Travis Larchuk, Ramel Wood, and senior writer J. Keith Van Stratton. Ask Me Another is produced by Mike Katzef, Julia Melfi, Denny Shin, and our intern, Camila Salazar, along with Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. We are recorded by Rick Kwan and Valvetone Recordings. Ask Me Another was created by Eric Newsom and Jesse Baker. We'd like to thank Haverford College in Haverford, Pennsylvania.
Hardcore Elf Glove.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripa Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.